All right, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from the unceded Musqueam territory of the Coast Salish people. So we are just waiting a little bit for Mirepoix to finish setting up. That should be, they're going to be doing a live set in about 10 minutes or so. So in the meantime, we're taking some audience suggestions for tunes. So we're gonna play a song by Kaja Bonnet. But before that, you heard the song Gertrude Stein greeting card from Pape Danforth by New Fries, which is an awesome Canadian band from Toronto. Really digging all this stuff there. But note, that album, More, just came out in November. So yeah, here's Kaja Bonnet with the song Remember the Rain.
Crying out, you're close to me. Going perfectly until I thought of it too much. Why was I supposed to have such horrible luck? I lay down and close my eyes, tell me it will be okay. I don't know why I asked you that, I know the answer anyway. Everything was going perfectly until I thought of it too much. Why was I supposed to have such horrible luck? Go.
was from the heart. I'm just high, not a liar. It's really all my fault. I choked up with desire.
Say again.
Rest in peace is rot, roasting pigs on the pyre. How did I get so lost? Wash my hands in the dryer.
Sing it!
All right, I think we're just about ready to go with Mirepoix. So you just heard, real quick, you heard Tommy Tone with the song Paradise of Emotion off the song Bad to the Tone. And then after that, you heard an Ariel Pink and Wise Blood duo tune called Tears on Fire, which is brand new, and I've been listening to it a bunch. Yeah, so really, really excited to have... to have Mirepoix in the studio. They're in there doing a little band meeting. Yeah, great Vancouver band. They just played in the Shindig semifinals last week. And yeah, very excited to hear from them. So I'll turn it over to them. And here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Sit down, you 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 sit to breathe life just into me.
All right, so you just heard the live set of Mirepoix in studio. I think they're going to come in and have a chat with us. But real quick, I'm going to play a song by Crack Cloud. It's the song More of What off the album Crack Cloud.
I tell searching for your wealth, Brampton, Largo, it's second nature. Violent pollution for public relations. So passive, but culture the beat. say. I'm fixing you up with a present hook. It's the latest fixation.
So we are live in studio with Mirepoix right after their live set. Thank you guys for coming in. Do y'all want to introduce yourselves and maybe talk a little bit about what you play?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Hi, what's up? I'm Ivana. I'm the vocalist of Mirepoix.
I'm Daniel. I play guitar.
I'm Uguahu. I play guitar.
I'm Grant. I play bass.
I'm Spider. I play the drums.
Great. Well, I mean, oh, good cheese. Okay, well, thanks so much for coming in. I guess, I don't know. How are you guys doing?
Good. This is our first radio interview. How are we doing?
No, it's not. Because I've.
Oh, right. This is the first one I was at.
I have interviewed Mirepoix before.
We're missing a fresh slice. Where's the other fresh slice?
The other fresh slice is gone away. But I wanted to ask you guys, because I know now that Mirepoix means like the kind of like the typical ingredients in a broth. Yeah. But I wanted to ask you guys, because I also know that you guys are big faux fans.
Take it away.
What's the best place in the city?
Best faux place?
To get some noodle soup.
Oh, probably not faux goodness on Maine. It's the only place that doesn't say authentic Vietnamese.
Yeah. Aguajo works at An Chi. Go check him out. He's actually the faux boy there. No joke. That's his task.
There's a bunch of soup boys and Ivana, soup girl, in this band.
Aguajo will tell you about a simple little chunder that occurred the other evening when we tried to drag him to pho goodness.
Yeah.
They gave me food poisoning for life.
It's not true, because I think in my experience I really enjoy pho goodness, and I'm going to say props to them. Aguajo's going to shake his head at me, but what's the best place?
McDonald's has some like really good budget food. If you ever had their poutine, I don't know if they made that dish up or not. It's really good. It's super good.
Yeah, that's.
All right, so McDonald's for pho. I guess that was all I wanted to ask you guys. Do you have any like band recommendations for me?
Beard of Etsy.
Etsy Cursor. Prime Minister. The ex Prime Minister was in a good band. Not the new one.
Stephen Harper.
What was that called again?
I forget, but they played some really good hits. They changed the words a little bit.
Great
West,
covers.
West Alberta, where I belong.
Yeah.
Really good one. It's on CBC if
it's
anyone's
on
listening
CBC
wants to check
it.
That out.
Great, yeah, great cover of Country Roads by Stephen Harper.
He's got, he's been known for his charisma. a long line of Canadian politicians with a lot of charisma, and Harper did not disappoint.
All right, I guess I wanted to ask you guys a little bit about, like, how you kind of, like, combine your songs, because I know since I'm friends with some of you, that, you know, you kind of, like, you write songs and, like some of you write a song, and, like, you know, you kind of, like, mesh your music together, and it's a little bit fractured. How do you go about, you know, and making it all come together in harmony?
Well, it's pretty simple. God whispers in one of our little ears, and and then we get something great out of it, you know? And, yeah, I don't know. It depends on who it is, what night, you know, whether one of us had a certain kind of food that night. And
Thursday's my night,
you know? It's all about, it's mind and body when it comes to our songs. Sorry. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm really not gonna get a serious answer out of you.
No, that was completely serious.
Out of you. Dudes, tonight. Anyone else?
What's the question?
Just how you like go about kind of like writing songs on like different you know, like I feel like writing songs and then meshing it with like different like guitar pieces and or like parts and different like vocal parts.
It's all Spider, to be honest.
No, don't give me too much.
It's like 75% Spider, and the rest is us.
20% Web.
Honestly, the most serious answer you get tonight is everyone just does their own thing and it just somehow works out.
Yeah,
it's like soulmates.
It's kind of, have you ever seen the movie Charlotte's Web or like Land Before Time? It's like it's a group of people come together. You know, we're all weird. We're all different.
We're all just trying our best, really. Yeah.
We come together to write music together, you know? Yeah. We are unified under God. But
that's
oh my God.
That's the real answer, though. I mean, to be honest, like...
It's not satire.
No, y'all are meant to be together.
Liam comes in on a Sunday night after church. He's just feeling the Lord, feeling the Messiah. He comes in, he say, hey, I got a chord or two. And then we just kind of go. Yeah.
Spider, sorry to break it to you. I don't actually believe in God.
Oh. Well, we'll talk later. Yeah. I mean, you go to McDonald's, right? You get what you like there. You get happy. It's not you who's, you know... That's the world that God made. Try to help you feel good, dude.
This is what all our practices are. It's like a 1-hour sermon to start it off from Spider. And then we try to write songs.
You know, we're all spiritual. They just don't show it. They're a little shy.
No, I mean, I think everyone's spiritual, even if they're not religious.
Yeah, I mean, that's mindfulness, mm-hmm. that's medical, right?
Mindfulness is close to godliness.
Yeah. I've struggled with depression. So.
Oh god!
It's not joking.
I don't think.
Joking.
Yeah, I'm just sorry. That true. Probably to anyone who like is listening to this and isn't doesn't know Spider personally.
Spider's not happy.
We don't mean to laugh at.
And this isn't all about me. This is about the band.
The band.
And I can't speak for them, but we're
an anxious band.
We're an anxious band.
Anxious band. That was actually going to be our band name until Mirapaw came into our lives.
Anxious
from
band.
A message
I mean,
from God.
I noticed you guys do definitely, like, you take your time in between. You do definitely take your time in between songs to kind of, like, fine-tune everything. Like, would you say you're perfectionists a little bit?
No.
You like to be in tune.
Being in tune seems
being
important.
Being in tune is really important, That's right. But we're not perfectionists, you know.
I am.
Dan's Dan has an alter ego that's perfectionist. And we love it.
But, like, to be serious, like, I think our set has tightened up a little. Like, we had a show or two where we had, like, one time, like, a 10-minute gap, I think, between songs. Because shit kept going wrong.
Yeah, I mean, you have, like, it's less time. But it's still time.
Yeah, sometimes it's just technical difficulties.
It's true, yeah. Yeah. No, and I think it's something to, like, you know, hold those sound guys up to, like, they got to be accountable for the mess they're making on stage.
Yeah.
They're not nice guys a lot of the time.
Do you guys want to let the world know about any upcoming projects or...
Working on an EP.
Working on an EP.
Yeah.
Don't know when that'll happen, but or like be released, but it's on its way.
It's in your brains, like turning around.
It's called Arachnid Messiah.
Yeah. it's like you could think of it like a big fragmented spider's web. We're all caught in. It's super. We're all trapped. We're trying to. But you know, you got it's enjoyable. It sounds awful, but it's gonna be nice. It'd probably sound better than our performance tonight. But yeah. I mean,
well, yeah, Spider just really kind of took over this interview to turn it into a sarcastic
it's
one.
Spider's world, we're just living in it.
Yeah.
No, it's not
great,
sarcastic.
No, I think. yeah, any upcoming shows? No.
We just had like three shows in a row, so like in the past week. So I think we're trying to like take a little nap.
We had a short residency at Pat's Pub.
Oh yeah, residency. Ask the sound guy.
Yeah, he's friends with us now. I know him by his tail. Got a green tail.
I still don't know his name. Every time I would ask him his name, he'd be like, "I don't know, I forgot." And I was like, "Oh,
really?
Yeah."
He didn't
like
us very much.
Strange dude. I hope he's not listening right now.
Well, he also smokes cigarettes in 2 seconds, so props. Props to him. Did that multiple
There's some
times.
Scale to that.
Yeah.
Like, I think we will play more shows, but I think our main project right now is going to be to just, like, force ourselves to get this EP done. Because our initial goal was to have it done mid-February, and it's not happening then.
Well, you still got, like, 20 days.
Maybe, yeah.
You guys weren't watching that. There's no video camera in here. Our guitarist just went really close to the mic. It's gross.
It's a good one. It's a good joke.
It should be good. The EP, I think we're someday in February, like the 10th or something. We're starting recording it. We might have recordings out by Valentine's Day if we master it in time. It's possible.
It's possible.
We're applying to Sled Island.
No, that's great. I wish you all good luck.
Thanks so much.
I hope you make it, because I'm going to be there.
No.
Either way.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the interview a little bit. You're from Calgary. And you played in a set earlier tonight.
I did, yeah. I'm doing kind of like I'm all around here not really all day, just like the past 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's me.
UBC, it's a great place to hang out for you guys.
There's
listener,
some great listeners. Creativity just flowing out of UBC.
Yeah,
really.
Whether you guys go to the school or not, you can definitely soak up the vibe here. it's kind of like a vacation to just a sweet postmodern place. If you guys don't stay too long, because you might get depressed like me. But come check it out for sure.
I mean, personally, I'm pretty excited because I don't think I can afford to go to LA for over reading break, so I'm just gonna come to UBC every day.
Yeah, this is. I mean, if you use Snapchat filters, you definitely just pretend, right? You know, we all do.
Anyway, so do you guys have one song you want to listen to just to round off the hour? Just one song.
Oh, yeah, by Can.
You want to play a Can song? Is it like 12 minutes long?
18.
So we're not going to play that song.
The one I actually suggest is actually like 7.5.
What's that? 10
seasons? Oh, yeah, what's that called again?
How about we play...
Yeah, we can find it. It's called Get You by Daniel Caesar.
Do they hear you typing?
Anyways, so yeah, we're gonna play Daniel Caesar, the song